So now as we continue in our service this morning in our church, as part of our loving duty before God to be in Sunday, that as we always return us to 1 week of work, school, wherever we are, we always return to the church as the ship. So how many days of navigation and always go back to the port, to the harbor for safety, heaven. So also us, 1 week of travel, 1 week of work, 1 week of schooling, whatever it is, we always come back to God and present ourselves to the King every Sunday, bring our offering, bring ourselves to present to Him, acknowledging that He is our God, acknowledging that He is our King, acknowledging that without Him, we are nothing. All we do, or what we did this in the past days, without God, we are nothing. So we are gathered together once again, and also to participate in the Eucharist as being part of His people and participating in that sacrificial work of our Lord Jesus Christ during Last Supper and when He died on the cross. We are here witness of that. So today, once again, as we continue, the Lord every day is teaching us to live out our salvation, to live as Christians. That's why the Word of God is not a complicated kind of word or principle. It means to help us to live it day by day, applied in our home, in our business, in our neighborhood. It always affects our lives, our attitude, that would give glory and honor to God. And also of our faith, that everything in our lives is done according to His ways. And today, in our text, in our gospel, the Lord once again is reminding us of the privilege of being children, sons of God, part of His family, part of His kingdom. But not only the privilege, but the responsibility. The responsibility to live out that salvation. And also, it helps us, it reminds us to be serious with our relationship to God and the danger of being complacent. Pabaya-baya ng klaseng Kristiyano. So as you read it, I hope and I believe that what I want to arrive this morning is that to remind us of our commitment, where we are right now. It reminds us how we are now in our relationship to God, because there is an end to all of this. There's an end. That's why we have to be serious before God, because whatever it is, whenever it is, that the end of these things, we will face God. And here, in our reading this morning, in Luke chapter 13, it talks about our relationship to God. And somebody asked Him, "Lord, how many will be saved?" And they asked Him, few are to be saved. So this person is a Jewish person, and he is asking numbers. Few will be saved. But the Lord answered him, not of numbers, but what to do. And it said here, in verse 23, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will enter to enter and will not be able." When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you began to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open for us," and he will answer and say to you, "I do not know you, where you are from." So One of the key words here is the word strive and shut or close. Means, he said, to strive to enter the kingdom. Strive to enter into relationship to God and that salvation that we wish to have and we have now received. It means to say, it just correlates what the bishop says, that it's hard to live as Christians. Mahirap mabuhay bilang Kristiyano because we are not entering a social club. A social club that we want to do our own thing. Kung pupunta ka, okay lang. Kung hindi, okay lang. No. In the kingdom of God, there are rules. Remember, we're part of the kingdom. If there's a kingdom, there is a king. If there's a king, then there's rules. May rules kita ron. And being part of the kingdom, we live according to the rules and ways and the principle of the king, not our own. That's why I said here, if you wanted it to part of the save, the word save came from the word that salvation, save, means the meaning of salvation is deliverance from all evil. In the Old Testament, when they say deliverance and the Jewish people, they think deliverance from their enemies. In the New Testament, we say deliverance, deliverance from sin. And we receive that through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection. And not only that, salvation contains the blessing of conversion, of regeneration, of justification, adoption, sanctification, and glorification in Jesus Christ. So we have now the salvation. We have received that. We have faith in God. Not only confessing the sinner's prayer, but through our baptism, we have received that. We have received the baptismal certificate. But being a Christian, having that baptismal certificate doesn't mean that we are now saved. Yes, that is the start, a seed. But we have to live it out. To live it out. To live it out. So, Francis, once again, that being saved, being recipient of salvation is not something of a simple kind of life. I would say it's a demanding life because God would demand us something that would help us live according to his ways. He would demand us that he would put him first. He would demand us, and this salvation would also require us to submit and obey to him, not in our own ways. We cannot say we are saved, we receive salvation, but do it and live according to our ways. No, it should be done according to his ways. That's why he said, strive, strive. So when he says strive, it is synonymous to the word press on in Philippians, press on. It means to say, when you strive, you have to make every effort to be consciously doing it. Kung kay bisa pron, ginahungod aron. Constant effort to strive. Because when you say to strive or to press on, it means to say there is a force against us in doing it. That's why we have to strive. It cannot be done as just easy. Just say just a piece of cake. No, it's not. It is have to strive because there is an opposition. And who is that opposition? It's not God. Because that's the will of God. We're part of his kingdom. To enter the kingdom. And who is his opposition? First opposition is ourselves. Because we have to align our will to the will of God. That is the first problem. It is our own volition, our own decision. God has given us what you call a free will to obey or not to obey. That's it, brothers and sisters. That's the first opposition in entering the kingdom, ourselves. Because we learn to die to ourselves. Learn to die in our own ways and obey Him. And do it His ways, not our ways. And that's, it will take what you call renewing our mind to the ways of God so we could obey Him. We could obey Him. We learn to eat our pride and learn to submit and obey God. That's why He said, strive. Strive to enter the door. Because the door is small. And it really is make a small so that not all, as in other verses, that the highway to destruction is wide. But the highway to life is narrow. It means to say there is opposition, but at the same time also, there is things that we learn to die to ourselves. And also, who are this? Oh, another opposition, the enemy, the devil. He would throw everything in us because that is his job description of the devil, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He will do everything that you and I cannot enter the kingdom. That's why he will throw everything that he got so that you will be slower or stopped or disqualified that we could enter the kingdom. That's the work of the enemy. That's why we have to strive. And we strive with the grace of God. This is the thing that the Lord wants to emphasize to us. That we cannot do it in our own strength, but the strength of the Lord Jesus in us, that we could enter the kingdom by obeying, submitting, and trusting in Him. And being with that is an everyday work. Everyday work. Everyday task to die to ourselves. As the Bible says, they die daily, die their own way, and obey God. It takes determination to do that. That's why we have to live it out. Now, we believe that we are saved. Yes, we are saved. We believe in that. Then, live it out. Live it out. As said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out. It does not mean that you have to work out to earn salvation. No, no. We have already salvation. But work it out. Work out means here, work out. Work. Work out. Think again. It's a gym. Go work out. Go work out. It means to say exercise. Exercise your salvation. Exercise. Live it out. Ikabuhi natin. Nakita ay mga saved ang mga tao. Yes. Our lives, our attitude would show that we are saved. Why? Because we are now continuing to change from better to better. Person that should be. Yun ang sabi ni Lord. Work it out with fear and trembling. Once again, to repeat again, we don't work it out to earn salvation. We have already salvation. That's why live it out. Exercise. Show it by our life that we are saved. Yun ang proof. Ang daming debate minsan. Ang daming debate. Ito mga prinsipyo. Okay. Walang mangyayari sa debate. Lahat uuwi na panalo. Di ba? Kaya ka mag-debate? That person will stand what he believed. You will stand around belief. And then, at the end of the story, lahat panalo, walang talo. Diba? Hmm. I have lot of radio, lot of things like that. So, every time medyo papunta na sa debating istorya, hindi na. Walang pupunta yan, walang pupuntahan to. See you in the finals na lang. Diba? See you in the finals. Pag-abot ni Jesus, ag-igto ka, agwa ako, ako saga. Ma? Pag-igto ako, agwa ka, ikaw saga. Pag-igto kitang daywa, tama kita. Pag-wa kita igto, saga kitang daywa. So, end up the debate and leave it out. Show it by your life. You know, Gaigon? Hmm? Prove it. Prove it. Please prove our lives. Work it out. Work it out. That's what we're saying to us. And that salvation is not talking about the future destination. Salvation is now. Now. Now is salvation. So not only when we die, but today, live out the salvation. And part of it, we should, as part of such salvation, there are a lot of problems, yes, but God has promised a victorious life. One way to prove that we are saved, that God is with us, is in spite of testing, in spite of trials, we always have the victory. We cannot say, I am saved, and live a defeated life. It does not correlate. Because you are saved, God is with us. Jesus is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. And then you live a defeated life. Ginadaog-daog at imo circumstansya. No. We have all the weapon to overcome. Not our own strength, not our own ability, but God's strength in us. God's grace in us. And that is the strength in us. And the proof that you are saved because God is working in us. And that's what you call the edge you have. Our edge we have to other people. Because we have Christ in us. We believe in His word. Yes, everyone has a problem. You have, I have. But praise God, I have a confidence that I'm confident that God will help me. To the people who don't believe God, they will be eating up a problem. The problem controls them. But because we have God, we are saved, we are now part of the kingdom of God, we have the confidence. We have the ability. Yes, I have a problem, but there is a solution. Si Lord ra, may solution tara. See? And another thing, when the Lord says here, He's talking to Christians. This word is not to unbelievers, but to all Christians who believe. And He says here, strive to enter the kingdom of God. Because all are willing to go to enter, but not all are able. They cannot enter. Why? Because they have not entered the way God wants to enter. Only through Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, that could enter. So, submit our life to Christ. Submit unto Him. And look at this. And not only that. Why you have to strive? And all that striving is now. Because there is an end to that. Look at verse 25. As it says here. In verse 25, it says that when the master once of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. There are times that the door will be shut. And when would that happen? First, when the Lord Jesus comes, all of our chances are today. You take advantage of that. Because when Jesus comes, judgment day. And we don't know when it comes. But one thing for sure, if Jesus will not come, I don't know when, one thing for sure, we will come to Jesus. Paano matabo? We will come to Jesus. When we die, we go to Jesus. Oh. 60, 80, 90. Pila kang makaroon. We're going to face Jesus. And that's the end. Game over na. Judgment day. That's why today is the day of salvation. Today is the chance that you have to work it out, to change, to repent, to change our lives. Today. Because when that time would come, the door is shut. When He comes, or we come to Him, that's it. And nobody could know if you are the one outside or inside. Because one thing for sure, God will always see that everyone would always look to God. That everyone has a chance to look for God. That's why the second is that there will be shaking. There will be shaking. Time with our lives will be shaking. That sometimes there are problems or try to shake in our health, our finances, our relationship. It will be shaking. And the moment it was shaken, then that's the only way you could show or know whether your foundation is strong or not. Diyan mo lang malalaman kung talaga matibay ang ating pananampalataya kung may meron ng problemang dumating. Anong gagawin mo? And sometimes, the only way also to remember God. There are times we are so busy. So busy. Have no time. Nang ma-hospital, nang masakit ka, busy ka pa? Hindi. Busy kay isip, baka mamatay ka na, hindi. Busy kay isip kung saan kuha ng pera pang bayad sa hospital. Now there's a, Lord, nagtawag akong kay Lord. Kato busy. See, because God will never let that anyone, even the atheist, would say, there's no God. At the end of their life, they would see that there is God. But nobody could say that the end of her life, when the door is shut, would say, I have never need of God. Lahat ng ito, akin to. No. Kaya yung kantang yan na, when the end this year, I did it my way. Maraming namamatay dyan sa kantang yan. I did it my way. Because God will never let anyone of you and me would say, we have never need of God. God will see to it. Siguruhin ng Diyos yan na makaalala ka lang ng Diyos na merong Diyos. Merong Diyos. That's why we have to trust in Him. That everything that we have, wala rin yan. Now, brothers and sisters, here, the Bible says that the gate, the road, the door is open. As I said in verse 24, the door is open. But in verse 25, the door is shut. So brothers and sisters, today is our chance. Today, this very time, do not procrastinate. Do not delay. Do it now. You don't know tomorrow. That's why today is the day of salvation. To live it out. To change. To repent. To go back to God. To go back to God. Itong araw, huwag magpabaya-baya kita. Because we don't know tomorrow. And when that comes, who said, "I don't know you, who you are. Lord, Lord, we have eaten with you. We have partook Eucharist with you, Lord. We have heard the word of God, Lord. Nagsimba kami, ha. Nag-pray man kami, ha. Lord, di ba? Nag-pray man kami. Nagtawa ko tong tithes. Nag-Eucharist kami, Lord." And the Lord says, "I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know where you came from." Another gospel says, "Away from me, you evildoers, workers of iniquity, you workers of being lawless." Matthew 7 said, lawless people. What do you mean lawless people? Those are people who break their vows, their relationship to God. He break our vows. What vows? The moment kita, we're baptized, we recite the Apostles' Creed. Said, "I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit." That is our pledge. Or every Sunday, we said the Nicene Creed. That is our vows. That is our promise. I believe, I believe, I believe. So when you believe, it means you would obey. You would submit. Or whatever kind of vows that we have, if we break it, we are part of that lawless people. Covenant breakers, as it says. So once again, who could enter? Who could enter? Those who are willing to submit to this, what you call, discipleship of God, to the narrow door. Who are willing to die to our own and willing to let God work in us. Yan ang mahirap sa lahat. Mag-submit ang ating sarili. Pero alam mo, minsan, sa kanong mang katigas ang ating puso o minsan na you trust in our own self. In times of death, wala na yan. Wala na yan. All that thing is what is next. That's why some people matagal mamatay. They're now dying, but it takes long for them to really pass it out. Because their fear, my fear. So as a priest, I always tell them, "Tay, la, nay, hindi ka mahadlok si Jesus naghuhugat king sa pihan. Ask forgiveness. And doon ginakabangtan mong imong manggad, imong bagay, rimong mga unga, let it God. Tawang kay Lord. See, ay abong ginakabangtan. It's hard for them to go to the other side. To help them. And you could see everyone is helpless. Your money, nothing could help you except God when that time has come. But we will not wait the time. Now is the day to trust God. Now is the day of salvation to may submit to God so that at the end, and not only today as we live, we could experience the salvation of God, the victorious life of God in us, the salvation, the forgiveness, the love of God. And at the end, you could be part of His kingdom. So once again, brother and sister, today the Lord is reminding us, be serious with our relationship to Him. Be serious. Do not be complacent, because it's God's will for us to to be victorious in this life today, experience His goodness, and be with Him in His paradise at the end.